Macron's promise, France approves assisted dying bill. By Christian K. Caruso on July 16, 2026. After years of debates and back-and-forth rejections, French lawmakers on Wednesday voted to adopt a bill for the implementation of assisted dying, a years-long promise made by President Emmanuel Macron. The implementation of an assisted dying law and the legalization of euthanasia in France has been a long-going fixation in the European nation. Prior to Wednesday's approval, the assisted dying bill had passed three times at the National Assembly, only to be rejected by the Senate an equal amount of times, with the most recent rejection having taken place last week. As per the French Parliament's rules, a final vote took place on Wednesday after the bill went back and forth from the chambers of Parliament three times. The bill passed at the French National Assembly on Wednesday evening with 291 votes in favor and 241 votes against. 29 lawmakers abstained from casting a vote. Le Monde reports that the French left and Macron supporters voted in favor of the bill, while right-wing lawmakers stood against the controversial euthanasia text. Although reportedly described as less expansive than Canada's made assisted dying legislation by international outlets, the BBC explained that the now approved bill allows French adults or legal residents in France suffering from a serious and incurable illness that is life-threatening and in an advanced or terminal phase to receive euthanasia. Said illness, the British broadcaster noted, would need to leave the applicant in constant physical or psychological suffering that is unbearable or resistant to treatment. Would-be recipients of the assisted dying procedure will have to freely manifest their intention to a doctor and undergo a consultation. After 15 days, said doctor would have to make a decision before continuing. The patient would have to administer the lethal substance themselves. In the event that they are unable to do so on their own, a doctor or nurse would administer it instead. President Macron celebrated the bill's approval through a statement published on social media. Macron recounted that he had committed himself to the legalization of euthanasia in France back in 2022 and stated, "With gravity, with humility, and in full respect for our democracy, that commitment has been honored. I have a thought for all those who personally approached me, who shared their stories, their doubts, their convictions, and their hopes. Their testimonies have deeply nourished this text," Macron's statement read in part. The French Catholic Church lamented the outcome of Wednesday's vote and rejected the bill's passing. In a two-page statement, the church described Wednesday's vote as a grave rupture in the history of France, stressing that, by legalizing euthanasia, the nation's lawmakers have inscribed into French law the possibility of provoking death. The church denounced throughout its statement that the assisted dying law will cause harm to French society's relationship with those vulnerable, and risk pressuring the sickly poor and elderly to end their lives not wanting to be a burden. The church also encouraged Catholic care institutions to uphold ethical standards that reject the practice of euthanasia. As Breitbart News reported this week, Catholic media claimed that Pope Leo XIV had repeatedly contacted President Macron, seeking to encourage him to oppose the now-approved assisted dying bill. Pope Leo XIV is scheduled to visit France between September 25 to 28 at the invitation of President Macron. Macron met with the Pope earlier this year in April at the Vatican.